Jesus knew that for his apostles, that his struggles, his trial, his time in the garden, his death on the cross, was going to be a very difficult time for them, and the time after that. And so somehow, in his way to sort of strengthen the apostles, he takes three of the apostles and he leads them to the mountain. And there before him, they sort of get a glimpse of the glorified Jesus, of the Jesus that is to be, the Jesus that is to come, to just see how magnificent and how wonderful their Messiah, their leader really is. And not only do they see Jesus, but they see Moses, the source of the law, and Elijah, the source of the prophets. So somehow, they get a glimpse of the glorified, of the eternal Jesus, and they hear the message from the Heavenly Father. This is my Son. Listen to Him. Believe in Him. Somehow, seeing this, that, when they are troubled, when they are afraid, that when they are hiding, that somehow, that they can remember this. They can share with their brother apostles and find strength and help to go on. And I think, that is so important, not only to them, but to us. Because, even though that they had had this vision, even though that these three had seen, the glorified Jesus to come with Moses and Elijah, yet when the time came, they failed. Peter denied Jesus, the rest of the apostles went and hid. Only John was there to be with Mary at the foot of the cross. And yet when Jesus comes to them after the resurrection, we don't hear him scolding them. He don't really hear him yelling at them. He realizes that they're human. And because they're human, that we have our weaknesses. And so what he does, he says, rather than yelling at Peter, he asks him three times, "Do you love me?" As Peter says, "Yes, I do." He says, "Then feed my sheep. Tend my sheep." And with the apostles and the rest of them, we don't hear a word of condemnation. Why did you run? Why were you afraid? But yet, here I am with you. It's me. See the nail marks. See the mark on my side. Be not afraid. And I will send you a spirit who will help you to go out. And the message of the Transfiguration is not only to the apostles, but it's to all of us. That in our life, that we can always remember and see the love, the caring, the forgiveness, the presence of the glorified Jesus in our life. In a way, that's what religion is all about. In a very simple term, it's somehow, it's why we go to church on Sunday, why we're here this morning, why we pray, hopefully daily, why we receive communion, so that we can always be close to and always experience the love, the glory, the words, the message of Jesus, so that in our life, when times are both good and difficult, that we can somehow remember and we can call to mind the grace and the glory of this Savior that we call Jesus, and how much He is present in our life, and how much He wants to help us and to be with us if we just reach out. If we just remember what and who He is, how much He cares for us and loves for us, and we turn and we seek that power. I belong to a group called Compassionate Friends. And this is, you know, a group that basically deals with the loss, the death of a child. And you know, we think about the difficult times in our lives. And I don't think, you know, that for many of us that there is a more difficult loss than the loss of a child. Of someone who has so much more to live for. Who, you know, was so, you know, precious that we sit there and say, you know, why wasn't it me? Why did I lose my son or my daughter? And yet, you know, that we, in our faith, realize is that, you know, that during these times, is that God is with us. That God gives us strength. You know, how great, you know, the belief and the feeling that, you know, my daughter is now a saint with God. To see her in her glorified state. To know that when I die, that in my belief, that when I meet the Savior, that not only is the Savior going to be there, but my daughter's going to be there to meet me. And she's going to welcome me. And you know, that gives me, and I think Bobby, great comfort. It takes away some of the fear of death. You know, we all feel death. But not only, you know, our own death. Unless, you know, you have cancer or, you know, maybe Alzheimer's. Or many sometimes the way like my mother-in-law who has macular degeneration. You know, one who loved to read and loved to see and be with people who now, you know, is to the point where she can hardly, you know, she can, you know, if I walk into the room, you know, I have to be up here almost and almost have to speak before she knows who it is. You know, it's very difficult. And, you know, the dying of the parts of her body. And yet her spirit is wonderful during all of this. That sometimes, you know, that yes, you know, we deal with the death. You know, and death is a difficult, our own death. But again, you know, most importantly, it's the death or the sickness of the people close to us that really touch our lives, that we really find difficult. You know, the family of Mike, as they're sitting with and, you know, not only dealing with him, praying for him as he goes through this struggle, as he carries this cross. Our faith is so important to us. It gives us strength and it gives us hope. It's, you know, sitting there and acknowledging that Jesus is with us every day. That it's that light in the darkness. That He will show us the way. That He will help us through whatever. And that we will come out on the other side in the transfigured, the glorified state with Him. Not only in this life, and that we will overcome and we will be able to deal with and we will be able to see sometimes some benefit or some blessing in the struggles that we deal with. But you know, in the life to come, that what is waiting for us. Bobby and I, you know, a lot of times when we travel, or sometimes, you know, when we eat supper, we like to listen to a book on tapes. And right now we're listening to a book called Thunder Dog. And for those of you, it's a story of a blind individual who worked on the 78th floor of the World Trade Center. And his experience when the plane hit on 9/11, and how, with the help of his guide dog, that he was able to lead not only himself, but a lot of people in his office and other people down 78 flights of stairs and out into safety. And in the book, you know, he talks about his faith. You know, that, you know, he really, you know, during those struggle, you know, he didn't know whether he was going to live or to die. But how, you know, his faith in God helped him through it. That he felt that God was really using his guide dog to help not only him, but those with him down the 78th flight of stairs. And, you know, not only that, but when he was out and the towers collapsed and all the dust. And it just sort of goes and reaffirms that, you know, in our lives, that, yeah, there's going to be some struggles along with the good times. And our faith and our belief in Jesus, as we remember the stories, the scriptures, we celebrate in our prayer and our love, and we turn to Jesus, and we keep close to Jesus, that Jesus will be there with us, and he will always help us through, and we'll always be able to come through and to be transfigured in this life and in the life to come. Let us offer up our good times and our bad, our struggles and our difficulties, that the Lord may always be with us, and that not only touch our lives, but touch the lives of those around us, our children, our parents, our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, the people we work with, that as they see us, as they see us as Christians, as people who believe, that people who have that something special, that light that helps us to get us through even the most worst of darknesses. May God bless you and have a good day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you.